yard cutback, what do you hope he'll be able to add back to this offense?
Well, you know, obviously he was explosive, provided some playmaking abilities. So it's good to get him back out on the practice field, and he's coming along. I was just working on the fundamentals and kind of getting back into the thing.
Edgar, you were a pretty good running back in your day.
Thank you.
How hard and how impressive is it just for a guy like Ty, and just how difficult is it to hit the hole at just the right time, to pick the right hole, and to do kind of what he's done after never having played that position?
Part of it is just the, you know, overall preparation, understanding the blocking schemes, understanding the fundamentals that go along with the blocking schemes. We always talk about, you know, obviously the importance of the footwork, the aiming points, you know, all of those play an important role into the particular scheme that we happen to be running. So I think he's doing a good job of it, understanding his role and, you know, his fundamentals and how to apply them.
How much of that position is instinct and your just given ability, and how much of it is can be learned and can be picked up on the fly like Ty's trying to do?
Well, obviously, instincts plays an important role, but a big part of it is truly the fundamentals and the preparation, understanding the blocking scheme, understanding the fundamentals that go along with that blocking scheme. So I think it's a combination of the two, definitely.
Andrew, you guys have been together for the most part as a staff for a while. How do you make sure that you stay innovative, the message stays fresh to the players, and you don't just stay the same for, you know, 10 years or whatever?
Right. Well, you never take anything for granted. And certainly with where we are now, the personnel groupings that we have, I always think that's kind of interesting as far as putting people in position to be successful. You know, that part has been interesting and fun, so to speak, as far as, you know, you're seeing a lot of new faces out there, and you see them having an opportunity, and you see some guys making the most of those opportunities. So that part, you know, you kind of go in and week out and change some things around. And I think it certainly helps. I think each and every week, you know, it could be a different personnel grouping. And I think guys are in tune with that and excited about that, especially if they're a young player getting an opportunity to go out there and be a part of something special and help us win football games. I think, you know, that's part of it.
Whenever James is able to come back, that would sort of give you a running back that has proven that he could take 15 or 17 carries in a game. He's done that a number of times in his career. Would that lend you guys to want to maybe return to the more traditional, so to speak, running attack, or is that kind of not what we're going to see this season?
Well, we'll see. I think each and every week is different. You would like to be balanced and have the ability to run the football and mix in play action, and then you mix in your three-step, five-step drops and take some deep shots down the field. You want some variety. You want to be balanced in that, and I think certainly he gives us that option because he's done it. But, you know, you also look at some of the younger players that have had some opportunities and getting them more involved and giving them opportunities, and now it's just, you know, those guys making the most of those opportunities. So I think it's a little bit of both. As far as certainly you would like to be a little bit more balanced, but it's about the opportunities, creating those opportunities.
You know, along those lines, I mean, how much of the playbook have you had to put away without a proven running back? And if James gets back, you know, how much more does that open up for you guys?
Well, it's you just kind of look at different ways to create opportunities, and part of that is the personnel groupings that we've been able to put out on the field and even create even more. So that's a big part of it. But, you know, it always goes back to day one teaching. You know, Coach McCarthy has always taught a certain progression as far as how we teach our guys. And I think, you know, as far as scaling the playbook back, not necessarily scale it back. It's just putting guys in different positions so that they can be successful.
But have you done? Do you think you've done less play action the last few weeks, just because?
Well,
because of a lack of a proven guy back then.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. You know, sometimes how the game is played out, you know, we kind of get into a certain rhythm, be it no huddle, be it more standard. It's dictated by the flow of the game.
Mike told us earlier today that he's up to kind of his own personal record, about 20 or 21 personnel groups going to a game. When you played, could you ever recall a game plan that had that much, I guess, variety to it in terms of the groups?
Not as many as we have now currently, no. You know, but that's part of it. You know, when you look at some of the receivers we have on the roster, the running backs we have on the roster, and our tight ends, again, it's taking full advantage of each and every one of those positions, and you try to continue to put them in position to make plays, and that's part of the the weekly challenge as far as game planning, our preparation.
How important have Bulaga and Bakhtiari been, you guys, especially in this state where you're at this part of the season where you've had to throw the ball a lot, and they've held up really well for you?
You know what? They're playing well. And that's, you go back and you talk, earlier in the week we talk about being consistent. And those guys have done that, and we got to continue to be consistent and continue to improve. It's always about the overall improvement. But those are two guys that have certainly been consistent, and we got to continue to do that moving forward.
Edgar, what do you, in any way, have you been pleasantly surprised with what Aaron Ripkowski's been able to do with his opportunities of actually touching the ball as opposed to, blocking and doing other things?
Surprised? I wouldn't say surprised, but certainly, when you go back and you look at, his body of work, as a blocker, he certainly, you knew that going into it, but his ability, his instincts, you mentioned earlier as far as a runner, it all shows up on tape. When you turn the tape on, you see him breaking tackles. You see him accelerating his feet on contact, moving the pile, pushing the pile forward, and finishing forward. You see him playing with an attitude, and those are some of the things that truly stand out. Love his work ethic. He does an outstanding job in the classroom. He's a good receiver out of the backfield, tremendous blocker, run blocking as well as pass protection, has a really good understanding from a protection standpoint what we're asking him to do.
Is it enough of Carriage playing fullback in practice to know how he might be as a blocker?
You know what, he's, again, another one of those guys that, you go back and you look at, what he's been able to do since – he's been here in practice. It all starts in the classroom, but then, what are you doing on the practice field? And then he's another guy that's taken full advantage of his opportunity and was rewarded. So we're excited as far as, his development and where he's going. And he's another one of those guys that, again, he's trying to make the most of his opportunity.
Thank you.